Are there any men left out there in this entire universe that prefers a woman in her 40s with a natural body?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of those men left in the universe. Some of them are even married to those women in their 40s with natural bodies. Now, granted, most of them married those women when those women were in their 20s, but even so, there are still men in their 40s on the dating market that prefer to date women who are in their 40s.
Indeed.
Now, if you're asking if there are rich Chads in their 40s that would prefer to date a woman in her 40s, which is what I think you're really asking, the answer is not really, because most of them are dating women who are in their 20s.
How dare!
So, what you need to understand, sweetie, is that the older you get, the more you're forced to date in your lane.
You want to know the cure for the male loneliness epidemic? I'll tell you right now. It's simple, by the way. We get an island. A large island. Not that large. We take every single man who exists right now in the world. Every single one. Dad, if you're watching this, hey, if the shoe fits. We put them on this island.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
Yeah, I wonder how exactly you lovely ladies are gonna physically coerce all the men on the planet to go there, considering that only men can implement coercion through the use of force. But by all means, continue the cringe.
Also, this island could be close to Point Nemo. No specific reason there, I just think that this island should be close. I think Point Nemo would be the most appropriate place for this island. And then, since every single man moved to that island, Elon Musk lives on that island too. So then he thinks to himself, he's like, hey guys, we should go live on Mars. They'll all have environmental bias and be like, Elon Musk is so cool. They already have that, but it'll be multiplied if they all live on this island, you know? So then they'll be like, wow, Elon Musk, keep talking, please send us to Mars. And then they all go to Mars and they leave us alone. And then we get to walk around and wear AirPods in our ears at night!
Actually, you don't, because there would be no men left to manufacture those AirPods, or provide electricity to charge any AirPods, or phones, or power the pumps that provide running water.
All the doctors would be nicer, they would listen to us.
Actually, all of the doctors would be on Mars, and the female doctors that stayed behind would be dying of dysentery with the rest of you lovely ladies, because there would be no men left to manage and maintain the sewer system.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So my husband, our son, and I were just in the living room, and I was explaining to my husband our son's school schedule. Our son starts school tomorrow and he starts middle school. And literally in the middle of me talking, my husband just walks away. And then my son looks at me and he whispers, Mom, he hates you. And you know what? My son is 100% correct. He sure does.
And you greet this as revelation.
You know, sweetie, I don't have the time or the patience to look into your entire relationship with your husband, but having looked at your TikTok page, you post all the problems in your marriage on TikTok for the entertainment of strangers on the internet.
Man, that's messed up.
And well, that's enough of a reason for any husband to hate his wife.
I have been single for about a year and a half.
Why am I not surprised?
And what I've learned about trying to date men in that time is that there are three rules, and you cannot find somebody that has all three. And the three are, one, don't try to break my foot.
What?
One, don't try to break my foot.
Bruh.
Sweetie, if that happens to you enough times to make it a specific bullet point on your checklist, I find your taste in men disturbing.
Two, when you're using the bathroom, wash your hands with soap and lower the toilet lid before you flush. And three, don't prescribe to puritanical beliefs about roles and innate characteristics between men and women rooted in supremacy.
Yeah, sorry, sweetie. Not failing third grade biology is not supremacy of any kind. By all means, stay single.
This is my first baby daddy, Ace. He is a ladies' man. He is fine as hell. I had to fight everybody over this man. But I was number one, so it didn't matter. I truly believed if he wasn't
deleted,
that we would have had all of our kids together and we would probably still be together till this day. Only because the simple fact is I'm a dumb bitch and he's in love with me. But whatever. This here. This is my second baby daddy. Too tall. He's a piece of I think he has a few other kids. I've tried to find family members of his or baby mamas or anything to kind of connect him to my son, to his family. Cannot find anything. No one's ever reached out to me. No one gives a f-. He hasn't seen his son literally since he was like 2 or 3, 4 months old. He's only seen his son like 2 times. Didn't come to the delivery, even though I called his phone, asked him to come. Gave me $80 when I had the baby, and that's all the money I've ever gotten from him. He's been on child support for like 3 years and haven't seen a dime.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
So, he's a loser. This is my third baby daddy, White Mike. Love the guy. Great guy. Cheater, but a great guy.
You are damaged goods, lady.
Hey guys, are any of you willing to quote-unquote step up for this lovely lady who's had her fun but now obviously doesn't want to play games anymore and wants to settle down with a quote-unquote real man? Let me know in the comment section.
And I'll say, I love dad bods. No, they don't. No, they don't.
He hit me with it.
Just so we're clear up, this is all societal pressure. It's all this fabricated creation to neuter men.
Wait. You already lost me. Is it societal pressure, which implies the existence of some external force bearing down on them, forcing them to conform to something that they otherwise would not? Or are they complicit in some sort of program, a conspiracy, if you will, to neuter men? Pick a lane, my guy.
Well, comrade, granted, he was not very explicit in his phrasing, but what I think he was trying to say is that telling men that women actually like quote-unquote dad bods is a conspiracy meant to keep men from working out and being healthy. At least, that's what I think he was trying to say. But in any case, the whole women prefer dad bods thing is a lie. He's right about that much.
That woman that says, I love my husband's dad bod, is drinking wine with her girlfriends at the restaurant, drooling over the waiter that's in shape. That's what's going on.
This is the sort of highly specific example to which I can only reply, I'm sorry she did that to you, but don't take it out on the rest of us.
You know, you're kind of right. That did happen to some of us, because, you see, some of us have been, and are, the guy that's in shape that married women are drooling over. Just because you've never been that guy doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
She's not getting turned on by the dad bod.
Well, the data disagrees with you here. With many studies finding, women find body fat on...
Oh, shut up!
Yeah, comrade, you can take those studies, print them on soft paper, and use them to sanitize your thermal exhaust port. Because you don't need a study. All you have to do is look at the dating market, and what you're gonna see is that the guy who's jacked gets laid a lot more than the guy with the dad bod. So, no. Women in general don't, in fact, prefer dad bods.
If you're eating my pink taco...
And what is that supposed to be? A regular taco dipped in pink food coloring? Sounds kind of gross.
I better hear you down there. Especially if you're the type of guy who groans loudly during manual labor.
Oh, that pink taco.
Not a chance.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't enjoy a good taco. It's just, you make a living on that website that starts with only, and the entire internet has seen where your taco has been.
Brother,
So, no. I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole.
I swear, I'm not trying to be divisive here.
Bullshit.
I'm not trying to upset anyone. I just want to know from men. Are you a little bit sick?
No.
And you can tell me, just between us. Just whisper it. Are you a bit sick of other men?
No.
And don't scroll, because I'm really on your side, genuinely. Because I bet you're great. And I bet it's really rubbish to have the world be destroyed by other people who look or sound a bit like you.
Sweetie, judging by your accent, I assume you live in the UK. Well, I'm Romanian. I was born in Romania. I live in Romania. I look like a native, undiversified Romanian, just like 99% of the population of Romania does. And the only times I ever left my country was as a tourist. I never went to school in the West. I never asked for a job in the West. I never applied for benefits in the West. Now, if we look at the news coming from the UK and most of Western Europe for that matter, realistically speaking, the men who are destroying the West don't look like me, sweetie. They look like you.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.